Please welcome Lee Sutter.
The story I'm about to tell you took place in 1984. And for those of us of a certain age, 1984 was a book about the future. It's like, God, it was almost, looking back now, it's been almost 30 years. But when I read it, along with Brave New World and Animal Farm in the 1960s, it was a long way away. But by the time it came around, it wasn't anything, thank God, like any of those books. And it wasn't anything like I expected. It was April of 84, and it was the most stressful time of my life. When I was putting together this story, I went online to find out what the high stress things are, the really high stressors. One of them is a major move. Another is a major job change. Another is death of a loved one. Another is the end of a serious relationship. They did not include living with a 16-year-old daughter, but who suddenly just hates you only because, you know, she's 16. So the circumstances were, I had been living up in the mountains in Santa Barbara, San Marcos Pass, raising my daughter for about 7 years, and it was a wonderful community. It takes a village to raise a child type of situation. But the last rental there, the property was sold, and so I decided to move to the flatlands, to town, and that was a major thing, to move to Lower State Street area, close to other houses, and sort of a rough area. And it was a lot of work to move everything because I had a lot of plants and I had a lot of rocks. I had to bring my rocks, and I even brought my compost. So, so that was a lot of work. I also had not worked in an office since 1967. I'd done various other jobs, waitressing, bartending, cocktails, worked in a little market, and had done landscape maintenance. At one point, I was picking up dog poop out of the garden beds of Jack in the Box in Goleta with airplanes flying over in this huge intersection. I went, this is not why I took a 2-semester landscape horticulture program. And I thought, it would be so nice to work in a nice, clean office. So I did find a job in an office. It had been so long that I didn't even know how to use a Selectric typewriter. So that was a learning experience. And I had just broken up the relationship of almost 2 years. Oh, and another thing on that stress list is new family members. So he and I had planned on getting a place together, but it turned out I got the place by myself because I didn't have real good feeling about getting a place with him, and I wanted a place I could afford myself. But his two children had to stay with me, which was fine, but it's a one-bedroom duplex. So I got three kids on a Great Dane. Also, the first week I was to start this new job, I got called for jury duty. And what else was going on? My daughter was in high school in Goleta, and the way the dividing line was for the school districts, she would still have to go half an hour away to Goleta instead of 10 minutes away to the high school, Santa Barbara High School. So I wrote to the district and I requested that she be allowed to go to the closer school, not because it was closer, but because I wanted her to have ethnic diversity instead of going to the all-white school. So I managed to pull that off because the place where I got a job happened to be a black social service organization. So I had a little clout. And on top of everything else, my mother was terminally ill. And this all happened within the same few week period. And it showed me that I was what I was made of, you know? I handled it. There's nobody to come to my rescue, but how would I be rescued anyway? Most everything that occurred was my own doing, you know, my own choice, except, of course, my mother dying and jury duty. I managed to get out of jury duty. And then my mother did die. She and my daughter were very close, and yet I couldn't comfort my daughter because she was at that don't touch me kind of stage. So that was pretty stressful. And then the night before the funeral, my daughter drove down with some other relatives, so I had to drive my old Volkswagen by myself. And I normally, when I would go down to Long Beach to my parents, I would take the coast. I'd cut over below Oxnard and take the coast because it's just a nicer way to go. And I hated that grade. I hated Conejo grade because it was so tough on my cars. But I decided to take it because it was nighttime and I didn't want to be isolated on the country roads. So sure enough, I was going up the grade and I hear this clang, clang, clang. Pulled over to the side, saw that my muffler was dangling. Waited till it cooled off. Here I am all dressed nice. And I started feeling really sorry for myself then. I'd handled everything just fine up to that point. But it's like, this isn't fair. You know, I'm going to my mom's funeral. This should not be happening under a dirty car and my nice clothes and a dark highway. But I waited till it cooled off and I had some kind of wire and I managed to wire up the muffler and get it to the nearest gas station, which wasn't too far. And I called the family, and this was, we were about Thousand Oaks was where it broke down. And one of my uncles and a friend of the family came to my rescue. So I was all set. And that's it. That's my 1984 future in the past.